happy Saturday and welcome to Hoofbeats with Laurie. If you enjoy all things equine, this is the place to be. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse one Saturday at a time. I'm your host, Laurie Richliano, along with my husband and co-host, Victor Richliano. For the next hour, we're going to be talking horse, which is my favorite subject in the world. So saddle up, sit back and relax. Make sure you have a nice warm jacket on for us up in the frigid north. We have a great show planned for you.
You know, a warm jacket is nowhere near enough.
Brr. Okay.
I want one of those portable heaters.
I want a parka.
No, I want one of those. Have you seen those coats that you press the button and they heat up?
Oh. Laurie at hoofbeatswithlaurie.com. Yes. Please send.
Please send one now. Please send. Please.
It is very, very, very cold
it
up here.
It is so cold.
I mean, when you're looking at, they're saying, okay, it's like negative, the actual temperature is -6, but feels like -32. What does -32 feel like?
It's just slightly colder than -31.
Exactly. Just, it's kind of like going into your freezer. No, it's colder than going into your freezer.
No, it's colder than going in your freezer.
But, you know, the good thing about this, though, is you don't have to put your frozen food away.
Yeah, I know. You can buy ice cream at the grocery store.
Forget
it. Just leave it in the car.
Forget it in the car. It's good for days.
Oh, yeah. It's just fine. It's fine. Everything freezes.
It's
stuff that you used to worry about, like you were, you know, Ashley and Tom came over the other week.
Right.
The other day. We're starting construction on a new stall.
Yes.
And wouldn't be doing it without Tom's help, trust me.
He was really working hard this week.
They came over and we were pulling mats out because we're taking a stall that
That was an adventure in itself.
Yeah, it was, and it's a smelly job, but it had to be done.
It did.
Yeah, it's a stall when Image was still with us, our old stallion.
Right.
He needed a double stall because he had some problems with his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stood up, he kind of stumbled forward.
Yeah,
he was hitting his head on the other side. So
yes.
He needed more time
right.
to get his balance. Well, now we need that stall back. So we're putting the wall that we tore down back up.
Back up.
Well, they're sitting in the driveway and I'm talking to them and I'm looking in the truck. And if you've ever seen Ashley's truck, it's
mm-hmm.
like a mobile food wagon.
Oh, yeah. She keeps everything
There's
in there.
There's all types of food in there to eat.
And she always keeps bringing out more snacks.
Oh, yeah. It just
and
keeps
she's
showing up.
A tiny little girl.
Oh, yeah. If in a high wind, she would just blow away.
That's because she runs all the time.
You know, but I'm looking in there and, you know, stuff that you would worry about.
Right.
You know, the rest of the time, like a bucket of dip.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, that's going to, well, no, it's frozen. Because it stays
she
in the
She has
truck.
Like hors d'oeuvres, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. She had broccoli.
Broccoli?
And potato chips, which is an odd combination.
It's Ashley.
You know, broccoli and potato chips just don't go well together.
I don't know. Ashley's kind of like
they're
that.
They're kind of on other ends of the spectrum.
I don't know. It's really good. But thanks to Ashley and Tom, because they really, they put their backs forward, and those stalls are looking amazing.
Oh, yeah. Now we just got to put the wall back up, and we'll be ready to rock and roll.
I'd like to have one more stall front put on that other one in the back. There's my request.
Which one?
You know, the one that we have Johnny in right now.
Oh, you mean a door?
A door. I would like a door on that
a
one.
A door. It has a
different
door.
I know, but I want a better door.
You want a better door. Uh-huh.
So that's just a request, Tom.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there because I know Tom gets it done. Thanks, Tom.
Don't ask me because it won't get done. Ask Tom. It'll get done.
That's right.
You know, and this week was this last past Monday was the first 4-H social.
It was awesome. We didn't make it, though, this
time. Yeah, we got snowed in.
Snowed
again.
In, of all
things.
We
were working so hard out in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting everything done, and we were running
rushing.
Up to the time, and we come barreling out of the barn, and we're standing there, and the snow
it's
is
like
coming down.
It's like a whiteout.
And the wind is blowing, and you can't see the end of the driveway.
We're like, turn on our heels and go. And then thank you, Robin and Taylor, because Robin and Taylor Jerak handled it. They're the leaders of the 4-H.
Yeah, I understand
up here.
There was more than a dozen kids there.
Yeah, and new faces.
Correct.
New
faces. This is
faces.
What it's all about.
So this was awesome. So, and they had their movie night there. So they watched, what was that one?
Stripes.
Yeah, the
yeah,
Racing Stripes.
The Racing
Stripes.
Zebra.
Yeah, the Zebra one.
You know, I wanted to see that movie because I've never seen it.
Yeah, I hear it's really awesome.
It's supposed to be really good.
But
I'd
that's
love to
what's
see it.
That's what's really nice, though, about what we're doing, the horse socials, and that's once a month at the Extension office, the 4-H Extension office. It's for the youth from kindergarten through 13, and it's you can be a 4-H member or not.
Correct.
But we want to encourage anyone who's got any interest in horses to come. So Taylor put on a little information thing first to teach kids about horses and
right.
stuff, and then they were able to enjoy the rest of the evening. Oh, and we missed the hot dish.
The hot dish?
Yes.
Robin made
a homemade hot dish. So you know what? You go to these 4-H meetings, you know you're going to be fed well.
Do they have pie?
You know what? I bet Robin probably had it for you and you never showed up.
I bet she did.
I bet
she did. I think Robin still owes me some caramel rolls.
Oh my, Robin, you better,
get those caramel rolls from her. It's the season. Nice warm caramel rolls and a hot cup of hot chocolate.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds good this morning, doesn't it?
It's been very, very cold, so yes.
You know, that sounds really,
have you seen the horses, how fuzzy they are too?
Everything is hairy.
Oh, but did you see the minis? The miniature horses. I was looking at Flo. She looks three times her size.
Oh, I thought she was pregnant.
I know, but it's fluffy.
You can lose your whole hand in
her
hair.
You put your whole hand in there, and you can't see your hand. She's fluffy.
Oh, she's very fluffy.
So that's keeping them warm at the best.
Did you see Petunia?
Petunia, yes. And she's well, and she's in very good condition.
Oh, yeah.
But she is fluffy. Her leg hair.
Oh, she is so hairy right now. Everybody's full of hair.
Oh, my goodness. And then we have our new horse in there that one of our training horses in is Lightning.
Yes, she's doing great.
Isn't that great? I told you, she's a smart horse. Those walking horses, wow, they're beautiful. Good-minded horse.
Now, I know you haven't got to the saddle portion with you. You've been doing your
groundwork and your cognitive communication
with her. But I noticed you have been throwing, everybody wants to ride her, so she's carried about four or five people around bareback.
Yep, we've worked her on the ground because she's already gotten her ground basic work. That's what we've been working on. And, you know, she clips now and she's learning all the cross ties and stuff like that. So now that we're working, after she does her cognitive communication and some lunging, which she does very good at, I put some of my friends up there on her, Ashley.
Yeah. and Jessica Miller. Oh, and on that note, too, I understand that you have one of your students in your crosshairs because they didn't do really well on the parts of the horse test at school.
Danielle Miller.
And I don't think it was because she doesn't know them. I think it's because she didn't try.
Yeah, well, because now, thanks to Danielle Miller, we are now having quizzes.
So who is this thankful to?
This is thankful to Danielle Miller.
So all the students can thank you for the daily quizzes about the parts of the horses.
Parts of the horses. Like, where is an ergot? Where is the chestnut? Where are the Gaskins on a horse? So needless to say, they're all now being, I think I've texted the majority. If not, I've got to text the rest of my students the confirmation of the horse, because guess what? The tests are coming weekly.
Well, you know, Lori, at this point, we've hit the end of the segment. I need to study the parts of the horse.
You better.
Just so I don't get in trouble.
That's right.
So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got some interesting topics this week. We've got hard keepers and seniors, how to better care for them, handling equine emergencies, what horse owners should know, and a listener question that's entitled Doggy Dog World. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.